With so much on your mind right now, the safety of your family and business should not be one of them. Safe and Secure Worldwide Protection Group's goal is to keep you and the things you love safe. From patrolling your small business and neighborhood to guarding large construction sites and shopping centers, we are here to protect you. That's why we were selected as security for the last three presidential elections. Safe and Secure Worldwide Protection Group. We worry about your security, so you don't have to.
Ashe.
Ashe.
We'll pour to the creative spirit, the great Ashe out of which we all emerge. Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe.
We pour to that creative spirit by whatever name we know it, whatever name you hold in your heart, in your mind, whatever name your ancestors gave, whatever name you learned as a child, whatever name you believe it to be, whatever name you believe it to be in spirit or in science. Ashe.
Okay.
We pour to the first human beings who came into existence on this planet, the first human beings who raised the first structures, who cooked the first meals, who taught the first children, who had the first children, the first Africans, the first people who stood upright, who walked, who figured out how to stay on this planet, who figured out how to pass that knowledge on to their children and their children's children, the mothers and fathers of civilization. Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour the next libation to their grandchildren, their children's children, those who raised the great early civilizations of Kemet and Kush and Monomotapa, the great medieval civilizations of Ghana and Mali and Songhai and Kanem-Bornu. We pour to those who graved the great civilizations of the Igbo people and the Hausa people and the Kikongo people and the Mbara people, the great Mande civilizations, the great Kikongo, the great civilizations of Southern Africa, the Bantu people, the great civilizations of Southeast Africa, the Dinka, the Shilluk, the Nuer. We pour to those millions who raised the foundations from which the world would learn what it meant to be human in the world. Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour to their children who, upon the arrival on the shores of people they had never seen before, found themselves captured and marched overland, found themselves perishing by the millions before they were held on the holding cells and the open air pens on the coast of West, Central, Southern, and East Africa. We pour to the ancestors who did not know, as they were stripped of all clothing and sent denuded into boats packed like animals and strewn their bones across the floor of the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean. We pour to them who in the last moment on Africa grabbed the sand and grabbed the dirt and put it in their mouths and understood that the only thing they might have to preserve their place in that continent was their memory of that place and their ability to pass it on to their children. We pour to them. Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour to those Africans and their children who, finding themselves cast adrift in Santiago, Cuba, who found themselves cast adrift in Puerto Spain, Trinidad, and Port-au-Prince, Haiti, who found themselves cast adrift in New Orleans and Charleston and Mobile, who found themselves cast adrift in Salvador, Bahia, who found themselves cast adrift in Barbados and the archipelago that formed the Wayward and the Windward Coast. We found them in these places, learning Portuguese and Spanish and French, whose often first words was, "Oh my God, oh Madre de Dios," who found themselves praying to survive and pass on to their children the memories. We pour to those ancestors who are represented in the thousands buried in all the square miles of where we stand, and who sit here buried before us in 400 caskets forged of wood from West Africa with Adinkra symbols. Each one of them, each woman, man, and child, symbolic of millions. The children of those who could not be killed, we pour, Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour to their children who somehow survived the hells of enslavement and fought for emancipation in the Caribbean, the French, British, Dutch Caribbean, who fought for emancipation in South America, who fought for emancipation in Central America, who fought the struggles we refer to as the Civil War in the United States, who came out of that, marched out of enslavement through Reconstruction, and found themselves making great migrations, eventually ending up in places like New York. Their children's children, who making a way for themselves became our great-great-grandparents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our parents, Those who, when the first bones were discovered in this space, held their hands and said, stop, no more. We are here to speak.
History for those who can no longer is speak. A clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells of people where they have been and what they have been, where they are and what they are. Most important, history tells a people where they still must go, what they still must be. The relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
So much on your mind right now. The safety of your family and business should not be one of them. Safe and Secure Worldwide Protection Group's goal is to keep you and the things you love safe. From patrolling your small business and neighborhood to guarding large construction sites and shopping centers, we are here to protect you. That's why we were selected as security for the last three presidential elections. Safe and Secure Worldwide Protection Group. We worry about your security, so you don't have to.
And good evening, everyone. I want to thank you for attending another edition.
Lance Jones, Better Than Live Radio Broadcast, is an affiliate of Black Reality Think Tank, which operates on the TimeForAwakening.com video platform. Reach out to them at MelodinLive@yahoo.com. All of our programs are archived. Just go to www.TimeForAwakening.com access the search portal, type in the name of the program you desire to review.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of Melanin Live with Lance Jones. I want to thank everybody for being here this evening. It's another beautiful day in America, despite all the things that are going on in politics and in the world today. We're going to claim the positive, and that's what we're going to do here tonight, talk about. If I can get you guys to mute your phones, if you would, please, it'd be great. It'd be very helpful so we can hear all the speakers. We have a wonderful show this evening. We're going to spend some time with Miss Sydney Ross and her family. You know what we do here, Melanin Live. We like to uplift, inspire, and motivate our people to greatness. So I think my co-host is on this. Mr. Bonice, are you on? You're very faint there. I can't hear you. Let me turn her up a little bit. Okay. And so in a moment, I'll let you do the rundown on Miss Ross here. Miss Ross, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. I'm so excited. You are truly an inspiration. I got a chance to read what you were doing with your nonprofit, and we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. Who do you have with you? Your parents here or other support family members?
A lot of my family with me right now. I have my mom and my dad right here with me.
Mom and dad, how are you all?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thank you for being here. I know you must be very proud.
Yes, sir. We are very proud.
Good. So we're just going to talk about the vision. I'm going to let Ms. Ross do a lot of the talking and find out what inspired her to do what she has done. Ms. Ross, if you would, can I call you Sydney?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, call me Lance. How about that?
Okay.
As we move forward this evening, I'm just going to let you talk about yourself. Share with me, who is Sydney Ross?
So, hey everyone, I am Sydney Ross again. I am a honors sophomore multimedia student from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I attend the greatest HBCU on the planet, the illustrious North Carolina A&T State University.
Great.
Yes. Right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, at A&T, I am a member of the National Association of Black Journalists, the National Council of Negro Women, and I'm also a student reporter for the publication, the A&T Register, on A&T's campus. And I'm also a member of the Alpha Lambda Delta Honor Society.
Wow. And so what is Sydney's motivation? What motivates you?
Yes. My motivation is, like, every day is a gift, and each day, I don't want to take any day for granted, because, you know, if we woke up this morning, God has a purpose for us that day. And so I just take each day as a gift and as a blessing and try to do my very best to do what God has called for me to do.
Wow. That's super. And I'm going to invite my co-host on. And when you're ready, I'd like you to just share with our audience a little bit of what we know about Miss Sydney Ross. Bonice, are you with us? Can you hear me? If you can hear me, just jump in when you're ready. We're just going to move forward. So tell us a little bit about your upbringing, Miss Ross.
Yes. So, like I said, I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. I recently graduated from Garner Magnet High School in Garner, North Carolina, where I graduated cum laude. Mm. And as an IB diploma program student. While in high school, I participated in a lot of different activities. I was in student government, The drama department, I participated in a couple of our shows, like our production of Cinderella and the production of The Nutcracker. I also danced for a competitive dance team in Garner, North Carolina, at the Dance Zone Dance Studio. Yes, I'm here in Raleigh with both my parents and my younger brother.
How many brothers do you have?
I'm sorry?
How many brothers do you have?
I just have one younger brother. His name is Joel, and
Okay, great, wonderful. The I read something about from your website that Change the Type was created in December 2016. Share that with us.
Yes, so as a student at Garner High School, Garner is an IB or International Baccalaureate school.
Okay, great.
So as a part of the International Baccalaureate program, they have what is called the Middle Youth Program, which includes students from grades 6 to 10th grade. And as a part of the Middle Years Program, each sophomore student is required to complete what is called a personal project. And the way my teacher had explained it to us was, she told us to choose something that we were passionate about and to make a project based on it. And, you know, at the time, I knew I really loved performing arts and dance and singing. And also, I loved writing because that's something that's been a passion of mine since I was a little girl. And so, one of those things, I was like, maybe I could come up with something based off of that or based off of something that I really enjoyed doing. But, you know, I really struggled trying to come up with a concept of what exactly it was that I could create a project on.
Let's stop right there for a moment. Let's unpack that.
Okay.
Because what we're delving into now is entrepreneurism, entrepreneurship, thinking out of the box, that God gift that we have that allows us to think of a thing.
Right.
With definiteness of purpose, work on it and bring it into reality. So you see, you had a little trouble. You were share that. Let's talk about that a little bit, because there's others out there that are listening who going down the valley of decision. Which way do I go? You know, and so did prayer come into that? Let's just talk about that a little bit and how you made the decision.
Yes. So I really just struggled, like I said, trying to decide what it was, because, you know, it's all these possible things that I could have possibly done. Just, you know, like I said, I love dance, and dance is something that was really a part of my life at the time. And so I'm just going to do something with dance. I knew I love dance. I've been dancing since I was little. So I just knew, I was like, you know, my project's going to be something about dance. But I just couldn't really determine what it was. And one day, sitting after school with my grandparents, just sitting and watching the news, I saw how the media really depicted the young African-American community. And it was what I noticed was that society and the media shed such a negative light on African-American people and people of color in general. And so I knew right then in that moment, that's what I wanted to do. That is what God had called me to do, was, you know, to tell these people that, you know, to encourage somebody else that, you know, we are above these stereotypes that society has placed on us. You know, just because society says we are one thing or says that we must act a certain way doesn't mean that that necessarily defines who we are and who God has created us to be.
Yes. Wow. And how old are you?
I'm 19.
Wow. A giant in your own right. But, you know, I truly believe that the ancestors, the God, gives light to those whom he pleases, and we're born for a purpose. And you're born in the right season for the right reason. And you're absolutely right in your vision. You know, black males, females, people of color around the world has always been portrayed as less than others. When in fact, and that's part of the warfare, and when in fact, we're the mothers and fathers of civilization. Africa is where humanity began, as far as they know right now. That's the reality. They don't tell us that, though. We're bombarded with other images and other folks' worldview. And so you're on the right track. And so let's talk a little bit about the goal. The goal was to create a positive. Share with us what was the goal?
The goal was, you know, I wanted to create something that could explain or to just something to put out in the media, you know, to defy these stereotypes. It says, yes, that people may see us this way, but we are also, we can do this thing. We can do so much more than what just society has labeled us to be. Because, you know, society may say that, you know, some black men are not in their family's lives, or black homes are separated or destroyed. And, you know, I just wanted to create this message that, you know, that we are above this. Like, you know, we don't have to be what society says we are. We are more than that.
Indeed. Indeed. The PSA, I had a chance to watch a PSA. And who developed that? Did you develop that yourself?
Yes. So that's how I wanted to spread my message, was with the PSA. With the help of a lot of friends and family, I was able to come up with PSA just to put out something in the media that says, hey, I'm above the stereotype. That says, hey, I can do this. Yes, you may think I'm this way, but yes, I am more than that. One of the people that was in my video, if you look at it, there's this little girl. Her name is David. And David was the youngest published author in the state of North Carolina. So, you know, there's more to us than just what society says we are. We have the power and authority to make our own decisions and to make a difference in our own community.
Mm-hmm. Is it your belief that the media focuses on those things which is negative and sensationalizes those things rather than, and very rarely do they lift up people like yourself and others who are doing great things in their community?
I do think that the media does play a role in shadowing or putting a lot of emphasis on the negative. However, I do also believe that they're also making, I want to say, like, just after observing the media throughout the years, I've noticed, like, a turn to say, like, you know, we're starting to highlight more positive and the more uplifting things and stories that are happening within the minority communities. Like, you know, after seeing a lot of the events that's happened this past summer, we've seen a lot of, like, a big increase of support for Black-owned businesses. And so I do believe that the media is taking a turn to, you know, include and incorporate more positive stories of people of color.
Mm-hmm. You know, it is said that our spending power is over $1.3 trillion a year,
right,
as a collective. However, we channel very little of that money among ourselves in businesses, commerce and trade, both on this coast, in America, and on the continent as well. It is also said that if we began to spend our money with each other, within 1 year, we would create over 1.2 millionaires. Had you heard that? Is that something that inspires you? Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have heard that. I've visited the GSO Black Market in Greensboro, and I've had an opportunity to talk with some of the founders of that organization, and they've also talked about how their mission is to help encourage and bring back the black dollar in the black community. So I do believe that if we all supported one another, we can continue to uplift and bring up more of our black-owned businesses.
You know, one of the sentences on your podcast piece says, change the type mission is to inspire young people to make a difference in their communities. Share with us some examples of how your work and the work of those who support you, where you've seen that difference being created in our community.
Yes. With Change the Type, I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of different people who have already made inspirational differences in their community. it's allowed me to meet, make a lot of connections with teens and a lot of African-American teens who have made tremendous impacts in their community. Such as, like, the people I've met or the differences?
For example, the examples of the type of differences they've made, the impact they've made based on their vision and carrying out the vision that God gave them. Whether it be starting a business or doing whatever it is, share with some of those things that you've experienced and learned from others.
Yes. One of the teens in particular that I met with is Malik Hawkins, and he has created his own business to what he calls the movement. And basically what he has created is a movement that encourages people to go against bullying, and it really goes and highlights a lot of anti-bullying techniques and organizations, just encouraging people to, you know, like, again, be above the stereotype. You know, you have, your voice has power and your words have power. And so I really like he has created that opportunity for more people to, you know, take a stand and stand up for what's right and what they believe in.
And then are there others?
Yes, yes. I met another young girl. Her name, she is the owner of Chubby Line, a fashion line that encourages people of all shapes, sizes, colors, different backgrounds to embrace their own natural beauty. She has created her own fashion line, has been featured on different runways. She's been featured in different magazines, different fashion companies, all these different organizations.
Wow. And where's she from?
She is from, I want to say she's from California. I'm not sure what the city exactly, but I do know from our conversation she is from Cali.
And I saw a powerful piece about you on your website about a young lady, and I believe on the continent of Africa.
Yes, that is.
Can you share that a little bit?
Yes, that is. That's the girl who has just gone with her own fashion line. That's the one. Her family is from, I'm not sure the exact country in Africa, but her family.
I think it was Cameroon. I'm not sure, but. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, she's taken a lot of what she's learned from her grandmother. Her grandmother was the one who taught her sewing and different fashion guides and techniques. And, you know, she's just incorporated that into her own business to, you know, continue to spread her message that beauty comes in all different shapes and sizes.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. The Saint Amanda Missionary Baptist Church in Ghana. Is that a family church?
Yes, this is, St. Amanda is the church that I have grown up in, and I've learned a lot from this church and this organization and everyone in it. They have been, like, that has been my village. Those are the people who have encouraged me and inspired me to keep going and doing what I'm doing today.
So, let's invite your mother and father in. Mr. Ross.
Yes, sir.
Must be proud.
I am. I am very proud.
And this is just a foretaste of the things to come in the future.
Yes, so it is.
How instrumental were you? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say it is. She has really, I know we have been inspiring her, but in reality, she's been really inspiring us, you know, and her hard work ethic that she has displayed up to this point. She has inspired a lot of people that's been around her. So, I mean, I think this is just a scratch of the surface. So I think there's more to come. So stay tuned. And her mom and I, we are very proud of her, of what she's done and what she's about to do.
Indeed. Mrs. Ross, you on the line?
Yes,
Yes, I am.
Is she a chip off the old block?
She is. I tell her she's her dad's twin. One of the things, Sydney has always been her own person. She's never really allowed what people said or what people thought of her to influence her one way or the other. She has, like I said, she's just been her own type of person. And in doing that, she has really been an inspiration to a lot of young people. She's, you mentioned our church, St. Amanda Baptist Church. Sydney has had the opportunity to be a youth mentor and just a role model for a lot of the younger girls there, because they see her being herself, being who she is, and not allowing outside forces to influence her. So we are more than proud of who she is and what she's becoming, and what the plans that she has for the future.
Yes, yes, indeed. Indeed. But she got the foundation from somewhere. So when they say, you know, the book and our belief, the old saying, Mom and Grandma used to say to us, teach the child the way to go and they won't deter. They won't, and I'm paraphrasing, they won't depart. And so this is evidence of that. And so when you and that's just my personal belief as well, and I'm sure others out there will agree. And shortly we're going to open up the lines for those who have questions. One of the things that I think that happens so often, particularly, I would imagine, with our community, African American community, is the ability to have a vision. God will give you a vision, and then we kind of just let it go and never realize our full potential. We don't connect to the faith, and the faith, is what the guiding principle. With the faith, we can accomplish all things. And I think when you supplant that in a young child, a young person growing up, as you say, they don't depart. And we begin to see the manifestation of thinking big. And so Dad, you say, well, she follows her father. Well, I get it. Mr. Ross, are you a business owner?
I am not a business owner. I'm going to say yet. I'll put it that way. We are aspiring to be business owners, so we're currently in the planning stages right now. So it is coming. So right now I'm air. So we're going to claim that we are going to be business owners.
So what business are you looking at, Mr. Ross?
Well, my wife and I, we've actually going to possible venue business in the near future. So we're still in the planning stages now.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. I wish you luck, and anything we can do to support you, we'll certainly do that. And let me do this if I can. Is my co-host on, Boniswa?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you now.
Okay, thank you very much.
I knew it was a challenging day for you. Can I invite you in on the conversation? And I know you wanted to chime in and at least go over something that you wanted to share with all of our audience that are out there. Did you want to do that now?
Sure, I will. I actually was on from the beginning, and for some reason you couldn't hear me. I don't know if I might have had one of my phones on mute because I was, I was trying to make it happen, and I was trying to find the information that you had sent me, doing all this simultaneously.
Okay.
But Ms.
Ross, she's on, and she's been so powerful. Her parents are on. We're just having a great time talking about how she has, God gave her a vision.
I've been listening.
She saw some wicked things, some crazy things going on in the earth, and she went forward, and she kept the faith, and she worked diligently, and she worked with definiteness of purpose, and here we are having this discussion. which is what life is about, building, uplifting, and inspiring. So if you would share the piece that you'd like to introduce to our audience, please.
Well, I have been listening, and I love what I've heard so far. And I want to congratulate the young sister on the things that she's doing. So greetings to you, young sister.
Thank you. Greetings to you.
Yes, and I really absolutely congratulate you. My name is Sister Boniswa Ayan, and I actually have worked with many young people on A&T's campus over the years. I've worked with the History Club. If you're familiar, I think they're no longer in existence. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the History Club?
I am not. We'll look into it some more.
Okay. Well, they may not be in existence anymore, but for the past 12 years or so, I worked with various black organizations, youth organizations on A&T's campus. So I am aware of the great talent, you know, amongst our young people. And you're just, you know, you're an example of that. I was reading your bio and just really kind of focused in on the journalism aspect. That is so critically needed. I'm looking at where, so I'll know what I'm talking about. Now, are you studying journalism currently?
Yes, ma'am. I'm currently studying journalism and mass communications at A&T with a concentration in multimedia journalism.
Okay, excellent. I see. You're the National Association for Black Journalists. Beautiful. So the first thing I want to say is that journalism is as I'm sure you probably either know or are learning, is the best way to get that message across that you're working on getting across, and that's breaking the stereotypes. That's just very, very critical because, yes, all over the globe we've been stereotyped as inferior in some way or another. So we need young people like you to break those stereotypes. Black journalism, because we are the best people to tell our own stories.
Yes.
And one of the reasons that we have these stereotypes is because we hadn't told our own stories. Every time, well, we had several black newspapers, across the decades, but everything that we've built up was destroyed. And so, I want to say that, and also I want to share with you about the importance of knowing black history, again, taught by black people, not by people that have been oppressing and killing us. Because the fact is that there were so many black-owned towns. There were black-owned business districts. There were so many black attorneys and lawyers and doctors and you name it, all kinds of professional journalists who thrived during the early 1900s, and they were killed. They were killed, and businesses, you know, burned down, et cetera, because they were successful. So our young people really need to know this, because those stereotypes come from the fact of not even knowing this. Right in Durham, North Carolina, have you heard of Haiti?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you familiar with the history of Haiti?
The history?
Yes, the history of Haiti. Durham, North Carolina, that was one of the most successful black towns in the United States.
Okay. Yes. I'm not completely aware of the history, but I have heard a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, please study it, and especially because you're focusing on journalism, so you can look at the greatness that we've always done. And I really, you know, part of what I do when I work with young people is to teach us that we have been great all along in spite of all that we've gone through. And so you're carrying on. It's beautiful to see you carrying on that tradition. We've always been great. But the whole town, there's a section in Durham, North Carolina called Haiti that was self-sustaining, had all kinds of businesses. We didn't have to go to anybody else for anything. the success was just unbelievable. And a highway was built through it to destroy it. So these are the things that we need to know so that we can know what to look out for, understand our history, and build on what we've already done. Because we have to also acknowledge those ancestors so that have done those great things. So I definitely applaud you. Keep doing your thing, sister. And I want to listen further and jump in again in a little bit.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Brother Vance? Brother Lance?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Share with our listening audience a little bit about what you learned about Ms. Ross in her young 19, nearly 20 years. Her bio and that kind of thing.
Are you asking me or you're asking?
Yeah, for you to share the had that piece was sent to you to just review and... Do you have that available? Because I think it's very important. Because as we build her legacy, she builds her legacy, and we're part of that. I want those who are listening, this may be information they have not known about her.
Okay, so, excuse me. All right, so if you're wanting me to read what the information that you sent me,
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, sure, I'll be glad to. Hold on 1 second, please. Sydney Ross, the founder of Change the Type. She's a student attending North Carolina A&T State University, majoring in multimedia journalism. She's a member of the NCAT, Fellowship Gospel Choir, Richard B. Harrison Players. Ah, NCAT, chapter of National Council for Negro Women, Aggie News and Views, at the National Association for Black Journalists. While in high school, she participated in many activities such as school and local dance teams, her church's youth group, school choir, WRAL Post 5, and so much more. After seeing the many mass shootings and killings in the African American community the past few years, she decided to change the type. To form a change in the community. In today's time, African Americans are being labeled and falling into the stereotypes that society says we must conform to. Her mission is to encourage all African American youth to not give into the hands of temptation. You don't have to give into the stereotypes because you're more than that. You're truly important. You're worth something. She believes the children are the future. And to prevent the past from repeating itself, we must start with the future generation. And I'll say ashe to that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Indeed, beautiful. I thought it was a little longer, but that's fine. The couple of questions, Ms. Ross, if I may, Sydney. I want to talk about the organization a little bit. It's a nonprofit, correct?
Yes.
503C?
We have submitted the application. We just haven't gotten the... Yes, right now we're in the process of just waiting to hear back from...
Okay.
IRS.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to claim it. Because we're going to claim it, and we're going to let the people know that it's coming, and if you want to support this initiative... this blessing, this well-needed vision, we're going to invite you to do that in the next hour. The name, the official name is what?
The official name is Changing the Stereotype. Change the Type is short for Changing the Stereotype, and it basically comes from the mission behind it. To encourage young African American people to change the stereotype that society has placed upon us.
And what do you hope that what problem does your business
or the nonprofit solve?
Well, my organization changed the type. I want to say it's more than an organization, and it's
yes.
more of a movement more so than a specific organization. And it solves necessarily the issue to encouraging people to, you know, change these stereotypes, because, you know, I have the belief that if you're constantly told something that, you know, you're constantly beat up on and mentally, like, just being degraded, it makes people start to believe, you know, maybe I can't do these things. Maybe I'm unable to be successful. And I wanted to, Change the Type has the mission to change that mindset, to create, you know, okay, society says that I'm unsuccessful, but I'm going to show you that I am successful, and I'm going to show you that I can accomplish my goals and my dreams. And, you know, whatever I set my mind to do, I have the ability to do. And, you know, whatever God has called me to do or called me to be, I have that. He's equipped me with the things necessary, you know, to complete these goals and dreams.
And I would encourage you also, because this is wonderful what I'm hearing, and I can't congratulate you and thank you enough for staying on the vision. So often we get the vision. God gives us an opportunity to exercise our greatness and find out who we are through the trials and tribulations. And we short circuit the process of growth because we run into some stumbling blocks. And then we forget about it, and then God gives it to another person, and 5 years later you're saying, wow, I started that 5 years ago. Yeah, but you didn't keep it up. You didn't stay with it. And then he gives it to someone else. And I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but I wanted to share with you that stumbling blocks, and those things, because you're going to run into some.
Right.
But you have to go through that. That's the process of growth in business. Although it's a nonprofit, still a business. And I'm sure Dad, Mom, and others have told you that. So I just want to echo some of the things that they've said to you. And when I say what what problem does it solve? Well, it's the changing of the mind. The changing of the mind, in my estimation, and you can tell me and we can talk about that, but certainly once our minds are changed about a thing, about ourselves, about who we are, whose we are, what we can achieve, despite all of the rhetoric and all the negativity, if you believe, and belief is the foundation, be willing to go. So I think it's Karl Marx, one of those said, I forget who it was, he said, success is being able and willing to go through the ups and downs, the goods and the bads, without losing the enthusiasm to keep going. The enthusiasm to finish the goal. And I would say always remember that. Everything that you go through is preparing you for the next day for greatness, to achieve the goal. Others will fall asleep, they'll fall off, whatever. Teammates, and I'm sure your parents probably went through that with you, but you stay the course in faith. I know you're praying. How many times a day you pray? All the time. Huh? It's a prayer, just thinking on the Lord is prayer sometimes. and then the church is what? What denomination, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, it's a missionary Baptist church.
Missionary Baptist. My dad is a Baptist preacher. Did that sound like a preacher a moment ago? Lord, yeah. I didn't mean to do that, but, you know, but look, all of us. You know, where does the minister go to when he needs ministering unto? You know? So the king that's on your dome. And I don't mean to preach to you and all this, but I really want to inspire you to stay the course. And God is going to throw additional blessings on top of this thing that you can't even imagine. You know? And accept it and walk in it.
Yeah.
Thank him. And keep it moving. So let me ask you another question. So we don't have the revenue coming in right now. You're doing I saw that you had some plans, some projects, or some networking opportunities. Can you share that with us?
Yes. So, of course, before the COVID pandemic, we had a big workshop planned to come and kind of, you know, introduce to the community further who Change the Type is and what our mission is, and it is to help encourage these teens in our community. But I do have some things planned for the future, you know, some more workshops planned. Hopefully, I have some more job fairs and healthy life events planned, just to interact and engage in our community and, you know, just to encourage people to stay motivated and stay uplifted. This past summer, during a lot of the situations that were happening throughout our community and throughout our nation, I decided to sell a lot of T-shirts. I created T-shirts and just to simply spread the message that Change the Type, you know, no matter what's going on, we can make a difference in our community. And I took the funds that I had raised from T-shirt sales to donate to other organizations throughout our community who have that same purpose and that same mission to change the way that we think of ourselves and to continue to make a difference in our community.
You know, your spirit is contagious, and I know I'm preaching to the choir now. I'm sure there's some friends of yours that you can see, clearly see a difference in their attitude toward themselves and others and their representation, the image that people have of them. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes.
And because it's contagious, people want to be successful. A lot of times, you know, so I did a lot of years in law enforcement, that type of thing. So I get it, right? The young brothers who grew up in certain areas had a certain type of mentality. But when you take them out to the country or something and give them a couple months riding horses, you bring out another side of the child. So all of us are products of our environment, you know. But I like your shirts. What's the website address? Let's give that.
So the website address is changethetypeproject.weebly.com, and you can purchase any of the shirts under the merchandise tab. They range from $8 to $10, just depending on the size.
So they go to the website and say the website again?
Yes, it's changethetypeproject.weebly.com. And when you come up, when the website first comes up, it'll have the big banner that says Change the Type come up. And all you do is go to the merchandise tab and you would click on whatever shirt you would like. And like I said, a portion of the proceeds do go towards other organizations. Recently, I've partnered a lot with the organization called Dream Defenders, and that organization is determined and focuses on shaping the future and helping people to achieve their goals and their dreams. So the shirts, they range from $8 to $10, just depending on the size of the shirt.
Yes, I'm looking at them, and so there's one shirt that says Defying Stereotypes, Change the Type. Did you design that logo?
I did.
Wow, that's great. And the back of the shirt says what?
Yes, the back of the shirt is a quote by James Baldwin, mm-hmm. and it says, "Everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced."
Wow, James Baldwin was one of our great greats.
Yes.
Another shirt says Change the Type.
Yes. That shirt, the thought behind that shirt is the mind or the human head that's on the shirt. This was actually the original design that I came up with my sophomore year of high school when I first.
Really? Wow.
And so this shirt, I decided to go with the head on the background. With like the gears in the mind, because I wanted to create this concept that, you know, it's, we're changing the way that we think of ourselves. So I thought, you know, this design would be a perfect way to demonstrate or represent the message of change of type. It's changing the way that we view ourselves and changing the way how people perceive us, basically.
In many cases, this vision that you have, not only is it revolutionary, have you had any pushback from outside sources or forces? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, I want to say specifically during my sophomore year of high school, in the process of, you know, planning it and really going through with this project, I started to get really discouraged, you know, thinking, you know, maybe people won't understand my purpose and people wouldn't understand my And I became really discouraged because, you know, I knew that this was such a powerful movement, but I just didn't think people would understand or feel the same way or that same passion that I felt behind the project. And so it got to the point where I said, you know what, I'm just going to scratch it, throw it to the side and maybe come back to it later on down the road. But it wasn't until one day I was sitting after school in the school library, doing some work, just working on work for other classes. And I overheard two of my classmates having a conversation. And one of them, one of the girls, was discussing basically about how one of her older siblings had just had a child with a black man and how he had left their family and, you know, just abandoned their family. And her friend proceeds to say, well, what do you expect? All black men leave their families. And in that moment, it just hit me, you know, me being 15 at the time, I had never experienced a situation like this before. I mean, my dad wasn't like, my dad's been in my life the whole time. Both my grandfathers have been in my family's lives, and my parents weren't teaching my brother that way. And so it was different to me. And, you know, it made me quite frustrated because I understand that some people are, yes, there are some people in the world like this, but that's not everyone. Not all black men are leaving their families. And that right there sparked a fire of determination in me, you know. You know, I needed to continue this message. I needed to continue this project. I needed to continue to spread this message to the people that, you know, we are above these stereotypes. Just because people perceive us this way doesn't mean that that's who we are. And so just in that moment right there, that was my, what's the word?
Aha moment.
Like, yes, this is the fire that I needed to continue on, to continue to spread this message to the people.
And we have about 1 minute before we go to another break, but you hit it right on the head, and it resonated, and I'm going to do a good guesstimation, but it resonated so well with others simply because it's true. You're hitting the nail on the head. It is true that they stereotype us, the dominant culture, if you will, and I'm not going to get into that whole piece, but it is true. But it is something that was going on long before you and I got here. And I think, you know, with your efforts and what's going on in the world, we're changing that narrative. It's changing. Certainly, it's every family. There's all kinds of races that the father's not there. But they love to accentuate and lift up the black father who's absent and make that the norm in our community when it really is not. So you're doing a great job. We're going to go to a break here in just a moment and come back, talk a little bit more about the business of the nonprofit, moving those shirts, other future projects that you have coming up, other products that you may be thinking about putting out there. I want to ask everyone to go ahead and visit the website at this time and make a purchase right now as we go to break. We'll be right back with Melanin Live.
With so much on your mind right now, the safety of your family and business should not be one of them. Safe and Secure Worldwide Protection Group's goal is to keep you and the things you love safe. From patrolling your small business and neighborhood to guarding large construction sites and shopping centers, we are here to protect you. That's why we were selected as security for the last three presidential elections. Safe and Secure Worldwide Protection Group. We worry about your security, so you don't have to.
Here's your time for an awakening media lineup. Monday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., African Perspectives, with host Brother Oshie, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Same time, same place. Continued Monday lineup, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m., Acres of Diamonds, with host Brother Jihad Ahmed, 8 p.m. till 9 p.m., Black Therapy Central, host Dr. Mawia Kambom and Sister Nataki Kambom, 9 p.m. till 10 p.m., Conversation Reparations, first and third Mondays. On Tuesday, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m., Black Reality Think Tank with host Dr. William Rogers. On Thursday, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., Melanin Live with host Lance Jones, co-host Boniswa Ayan. Fridays, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m., Time for an Awakening, with creator of Time for an Awakening and host, Brother Elliot, co-hosted by Brother Richard. Saturday, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m., Black Sister Talk, with host Wanda Chambers. 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., The Elders of Sankofa. And Sunday, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., Time for an Awakening, host Brother Elliot and co-host Brother Richard. Check us out, get informed, and get
informed. You are listening to Melanin Live with host Chief Lance Jones. Melanin Live radio broadcast is an affiliate of Black Reality Think Tank, which operates on the timeforawakening.com video platform. Reach out to them at melaninlive@yahoo.com. All of our programs are archived. Just go to www.timeforawakening.com. Access the search portal, type in the name of the program you desire to review.
And we're back. And so I want to start off this session by asking a couple of business questions, business-related questions. Vision boards. Did you have one?
Do I have a vision board?
Yes.
Yes, I do. My vision board has a lot of my career goals up there, as well as some of my goals for Change the Type as well.
You find it to be working just fine and you're on point with it? Is it something that's really helping you to fulfill the vision?
Yes, yes, yes. I do. I look at my vision board often, you know, just to, you know, for one, it's a self-reminder, you know, to continue to keep pushing because, of course, there are some days, especially with COVID, that, you know, we all get a little discouraged. And so just looking at it, and it's like a visual reminder, you know, to keep pushing and not to give up, you know, because there's someone out there that's looking up to me, and there's someone out there that's depending on me to continue to keep going. And so I do think the vision board is important, and it plays a big role in not just, like, for Change the Type as a business aspect, but also as, like, long-term and career-wise as well.
Yes, it is. Very important in terms of staying on task, in my opinion. Helped me a great deal to stay on task, because it's very easy, because your time, I'm sure now, like mine, is very, very, very important, and you can't waste much of it, because the mission must be completed, and this is just the beginning for you. We talked about income. We talked about the purpose for the nonprofit, and an event you were going to have. share with us what you have and what you have planned for the future.
Yes. So for the event that is planned or for the upcoming future, the theme behind it will be, it's going to be Change the Type Day.
Say that again. I'm sorry. One more time.
I'm sorry. So the theme behind it is called Change the Type Day, and it's basically, I wanted to invite a couple of young adults or young teens to come in to talk about the difference that they have made in their community and how they've impacted their community as well. And I also wanted to invite a more prominent African-American role model in our society or in our community to come in and talk about, just to encourage the young African-American community to go after their goals and dreams. Because I believe that if, you know, we see somebody who looks like us and is around our age and see that they're doing something, it's like also encouraging to us, like, you know, okay, if they can do it, then I know I can do it as well. Or if they're not afraid to stand up for what they believe in, so maybe I shouldn't be afraid either. You know, I just really believe that, you know, if you see people doing good in our community, it also, it's like the domino effect. If some one person starts doing something good, then it'll spread to someone else, and then they'll tell somebody else, and it just goes on and on and on until we're all making this difference and our positive impact in our communities.
It's also
for the event, I also had like a lot of games and just inviting a lot of different groups in our community to come in for entertainment and just having an overall just good community event just for our community.
Yes. Yes. So will there be also an occasion people can give donations?
Yes. If there people would like to give donations as well, we would take them. And like I said, I always take a lot of the proceeds and give them back to others because, you know, it's important to not only just help our, like, if I'm one of those people, you know, I believe if someone blesses me, you know, it's a good thing to bless someone else. And so I wanted to help other organizations as well to continue to bring up other organizations as well.
Yes. But,
like with the t-shirt sales, a lot of those proceeds, a portion is donated to another organization as well as the other portion is going towards funding and bringing up events like the Change the Tide event that's happening this upcoming soon.
That is a, that is a principle. You find that many of those who are well off give. And when you give, you receive. You have to share, particularly with those less fortunate. And so there's a principle. What books do you read, Sydney?
Honestly,
in terms of business, do you read any business or motivational books? I know you read the Bible, but what other books do you read motivate you to excel the nonprofit?
Yes, so I'm reading a lot of books. Right now, I'm currently reading a book. It's called Why Are All Black Kids Sitting Together in the Cafeteria?
By whom?
Sorry?
By whom? Who's that written by?
It's by Beverly Daniel Tatum. Huh. I just wanted to get a lot of different perspectives on what's happening in our community and how we can, and use that as a guide to, you know, how I can make a difference and an impact in my community.
Yes. And the book, not that we want to plug it, but that's fine. What is the principle behind the book? What is the core of the book saying?
Yes. So it's basically, so far from what I have got from it, because I haven't finished the book quite yet.
Yes.
So far, it's talking about how basically just conversations that many people are afraid to have within the Black community. It's talking about, you know, a lot of the different statistics and a lot of the different stereotypes that Black people face in our community. And one thing in particular that I found very interesting about the book, it talks a lot about the Black Lives Matter movement and its how it originated and its purpose behind the organization and the movement. And that's something that I found very interesting, you know, to see how it started and how it has grown and made a tremendous impact in our community. That's inspiring to me because, you know, I hope one day Change the Tide reaches that, not necessarily the same audience, but, you know, gets that same type of growth and continues to spread the message beyond just the local community, but also nation and worldwide, hopefully one day.
Indeed. Our people on the continent of Africa, 12 million square miles, five regions, nearly 60% of the youth of the population on the continent are under 30 years old. And so, and in America, we have these challenges that you know of and that you speak of, which is the reason why you started the organization. And so you're the forerunner. God has given you an idea, a thing to work on that he needed help with, which was how we think about ourselves. Because you've been inundated with TV commercials and movies and all of it's killing and this and that. Where do you go to get motivation, inspiration, images of your of success in your race? You know, where do you go? Well, you excellent platform, you've created for us to have this dialogue. Excellent idea to get our children thinking about who they are, whose they are. Uplifting, because your organization essentially is uplifting, motivating, and causing others to aspire to greatness. And I want to be a better Lance or Tom or James or Muhammad, whatever your name is, because of your message. And so it's a gift that was given to you, and you've taken ownership of it, and you have the right heart to take it where it needs to go. The next thing I want to talk about, though, is that marketing piece. How are you marketing the organization? Because at the end of the day, it's a business. It's in the business of saving lives and changing minds. But how are you marketing? Social media, so on and so forth.
Yes, so I do use a lot of social media, specifically Instagram and Facebook right now, to spread this message to the people. I do also use like a lot of t-shirts. I have sold quite a few t-shirts just, and not really like with the intent of like gaining from the sales, but also just trying to put out that message, you know, because it's a talking point. If someone sees like, you know, you're wearing a Change the Tide shirt, they're like, hey, what does that mean? Or, hey, what's Change the Tide? And, you know, it's like, okay, that's a way for you to start a conversation. Like, yes, Change the Tide is an organization that helps encourage African-American teens to make a difference in their community. And it starts that conversation that not many people are readily or willing to have on a day-to-day basis. And so I think that's very important. And just like with the PSA as well, I've had a lot of friends and family members who have helped me to spread that message through the PSA, throughout all different types of social media platforms, just to continue to inspire that message and to basically bring light onto what Change the Tide is.
Yes. Is there a goal? Is there a fundraising goal you have for this year? Have you thought about that? Have you set some goals for yourself?
We haven't set a specific goal right now, as of right now. Right now, we're looking, like I said, just to raise some funds to help sponsor the upcoming events that we have planned throughout the year. And as COVID restricts us, we have to, you know, go along with what the CDC requires is safe, and just wanted to make sure that everyone is staying healthy and safe at all times. So we haven't set a specific goal right now, but it is in the works.
Okay, great. What organizations have you partnered with in the past? And who do you plan to partner with, or who would you like to partner with in the future?
In the past, I have, like I said, I've partnered with Dream Defenders. I've also partnered with the Wake Johnson Men's Fellowship. They have, I want to say maybe two or three summers ago, I had the opportunity to come and speak at one of their events as the guest speaker for the evening, just to encourage to these the men in the organization what Change the Type is and how they could spread it and how they could spread that message to children or people in their community as well. I've also had the opportunity with the Raleigh Summer Youth Employment Program to display my PSA and share it with a lot of the teens who were employed in this summer youth employment program. It gave me the opportunity to encourage these teens in the Raleigh area, you know, to stand firm on what you believe in and continue to make a positive impact in the lives of those around you. Yeah. And you also asked if I plan on partnering in the future. I don't have a specific plan as of right now, but I do hope one day maybe speaking with the NAACP, that's also like always been a dream of mine, just to have a conversation or just, you know, just meeting with the people or the founders of the NAACP and the people who are on the board of the NAACP. That's always been a dream of mine.
And has that happened yet?
It has not, but I do plan on continuing to work towards that goal. I know that A&T specifically has an NAACP organization on campus who I am working to get more involved with that organization as well.
Well, great. We'd like to help you with that as well as some other organization. I want to share with our audience that Ms. Ross has also been selected as an intern for Safe and Secure Worldwide, who hosts this podcast, who's an African-American security company, as you've been hearing on the advertisements on our breaks, that has done wonderful things, serves the government, President Obama twice. They're just all over the place. They're a great organization, and looking forward to having Ms. Ross as part of the intern group that will be heading up the, I think it's social media. What, am I right, Ms. I wanted to share that with everyone. Am I telling that right, Ms. Ross?
I am interning with the Melanin Live podcast, and we are working with a lot of the social media department and the social media team with this organization.
Yeah, so I just gave you a little idea and a hint. The client base and those who'll be coming through, you'll be meeting Reverend Jesse Jackson and many of the NAACP members and preachers and the Congresswoman Alma Adams and many, 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 many more. So it's going to be a great experience for you.
Thank you so much.
I have a couple of things that, a couple of questions have come over the screen, and if those folks, if you have any questions, now's a good time. Just chime in, unmute yourself, and we'll take your question. What you have for Ms. Ross or myself or anyone else, just chime right in, please. Until we hear from someone, is there anyone? Until we hear someone, there is a question I've been given here. Okay, does your customers refer other people to the nonprofit?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? I couldn't hear
the
you.
The question that came up is, do you get referrals to the nonprofit from those who have worked with you?
Do I get referrals?
Yeah, for example, referrals to other organizations. And mom and dad, feel free to jump in anytime. But you've worked at other nonprofits. Have they referred your organization to different groups to go speak or to joint venture efforts or anything? Are you getting any referrals to buy the shirts in any way, shape, or form? Because you mentioned you're selling your shirts online. We see that. That's going well. We want to ramp that up. You want to also get referrals. And if you're not, then we can certainly help you with that. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Didn't want to interrupt you.
Our pastor, I give my pastor plugs.
Please, we don't want to get in trouble.
Right. He actually helped her kick off that day and allowed her to host the project one Sunday at church, and the entire church. And from that opportunity, she was asked to speak at a couple of different occasions, and was able to promote the Change the Type and message.
Great. And so we want to vamp up, we want to encourage everyone that's on the air. We got quite a few people. Just jump in and ask your questions. I'm sure there's some of you, if you're young folks on the line, want to know how she did it. One of the questions we hear all the time when we do our businesses, our conversation about business startup, entrepreneurship, and that type of thing. Because we had last week Mr. Joel Dudley Sr. of Dudley Products, who started his hair care business I guess 50 years ago. So he's 82, still strong. People want to know, how'd you do it? How did you do it? Miss Ross or Sydney, how did you do it? Well, it was first a vision and then go from there. How did you do it? I think sometimes people think it's hocus pocus or some type of magic. But tell us how this got done. How did it come to fruition?
Like I said, it started really with just a simple school project. And with that, seeing how and when the project was
going. Okay, you're breaking up on us.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I think you mentioned earlier that you were in the library, or there was some discussion from some other folks who said question about fathers not being present, and it kind of struck the chord with you. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you were at the right place at the right time to hear what you heard to launch you on this vision.
Yes, and just that alone, that situation, and like I said, it sparked a nerve in me, and just seeing how in the completion of that school project, seeing how it impacted the people who we presented to, because we were able to present to the friends, the students and parents that attended our school, seeing how it touched a lot of those people, I knew in that moment that this it was something that had to that I had to spread this message that, you know, Change the Type is definitely something that people need to hear and that needs to be said. You know, we have the power. We can change these stereotypes. And Lance, as because Sydney was and she was passionate about Change the Type and making it become something more than a high school project. Her father and I stepped in to try to help her on the business side of making Change the Type happen. And so we actually looked into
setting up the nonprofit, establishing the name, reserving the name. A lot of times, young people are, they pitch their ideas, and like you said, I think you mentioned earlier before they can actually get the idea off the ground, someone has heard about it and has taken their idea and made it their own. So basically, we try to help her with the business side of establishing Change the Type. And I think that's an important piece in helping our young people also. We have some very talented young people, but we also have some people who are not always looking out for their best interests. So we wanted to make sure that if this is something that she wanted to do and she wanted to build on, that we helped her with that, the business foundation. So we did the Secretary of State piece to secure the name, and then we also did the application for the nonprofit. And I think a lot of that paperwork has slowed down due to the pandemic, so we're actually still waiting to get the 501c3 designation from the IRS.
That's fine. You're still doing a great job, though, so we're encouraging those to support you as you go through the process of registering. The work still has to continue. The search is up. We're asking everyone on the line to please share and support this organization. And so let me ask you, Sydney, how do we change the type? How do we change the minds? I want to hear from a young perspective, from your perspective. How do we change these minds, these attitudes?
Well, I believe it starts with ourselves. You know, you have to change. If we can change our own mindset, then we can start encouraging others. You know, if we believe strongly in ourselves, you know, I was always taught from my youth group at church, they told us, know who you are and who you belong. And so if we know who we are within ourselves, that's how we can change the type. That's how we can change these stereotypes. We know who we are. We know what we were called to be. And we know we are God's children. So that's how we know that. That's how we can begin to change these stereotypes, by knowing who we are and standing firm in our beliefs and what we were taught.
Mm-hmm. Is there a methodology? Is there a system? Are you planning to have? I know you're talking about the workshops. Talk to me about some of the conversations that you have with other teens your age, who may not be going on the straight path, who may have veered off. Talk to us about the conversations you have with each other, both to inspire and to encourage others to correct. Just share with us some of those conversations that help you to accomplish the goal of changing the type.
Yes. Honestly, like, I can say that with these conversations, I feel like I'm blessed with the group of friends that I do have, because they are always encouraging me, you know. We all are encouraging each other to have these conversations, and, you know, to not be afraid to talk about what we believe in and stand firm in our opinion and what we were taught and what we were raised. I know it's easy today. It's really easy to fall into temptation and to follow the crowd. And I know, like, coming in my freshman year of college, I noticed a lot of people doing things that weren't necessarily what I had been taught or what my parents had instilled in me. And so having this conversation you know, if someone's like, hey, well, why are you doing that? Like, everybody else is doing it. Why don't you do it? Well, you know, that's not who I am. That's not who I believe that I am supposed to be or what I'm called to do. So you just don't want to really fall into the temptation and fall into what's happening in the community. I wanted people, you want to surround yourself with people that want to help you achieve your goals. And so that's how you have the conversation. Surround yourself with people with like-minded people, and you'll get the results that you're looking for.
Wow. And that's kind of something that we see that is a norm. In other words, walking the walk and talking the talk. You got to walk the walk. You know, and people believe you because they see that you're living what you're talking about. And therein, you become the leader or an inspiration to others, particularly those who've had troubles and issues and that kind of thing. And through faith and determination, they change their mind about their condition and then become an inspiration to others as they change their mind and their condition. What kind of issues have you run across with our young folks that has caused you to have maybe a sit down or use some of the tactics that you used to work your program?
Can you say that one more time? You were breaking up a little bit.
What kind of tactics do you use when you run across some folks your age, the young folks your age, who are having those issues? And, you know, because you're all about changing the type, changing that mentality. So are there conversational tactics that you use to veer them and, you know, to get them from where they are to where they could be?
And so I know, you know, you just have to, for one, be willing to have the conversation, also be willing to listen. And you know, not everyone's willing to have the conversation, so you have to respect that. But at the same time, you do just want to be encouraging, you know, say, hey, just encouraging someone to, you know, maybe you don't necessarily have to, like, force it upon them. Like, you know, you really want to know, like, you know, just simply expressing your thoughts without being judgmental. Yeah, judgmental.
So how much of this involves the lack of knowledge of self? In other words, you know, some say if we knew our history better, if we knew better, we'd be doing better. What experience have you had with our young folks who, and this is just me asking, because a lot of times I think we just don't know who we are. We don't know who we are. We're Tom Jones or whatever the case may be, but really haven't identified ourselves, on the map of life. You're identifying yourself. You're getting to know yourself. And I'm sure you pray and you talk to yourself. That still voice talks to you as you move forward and whatever your vision is, as you create and think about partnerships, you're talking to yourself. It's not a crazy thing. It's a human thing. It's very real. You're inspiring yourself. You're listening to the still voice, I would imagine. Any comments on that?
Yes. And like you said, mentioning the history, I've always believed it's important to know where you came from so you know where you are going or what path to take or how to make what decision you're making in your future. You know, attending A&T has taught me a lot about my history and just African American history, and telling me a lot about where I came from. And you know,
it wasn't until I got to ENT that I really, really got to learn more about African-American history and who we are as a people and where we have come from. And, you know, with that information that I've learned from just in this year and a half that I've been at ANT, I think it's important that everyone be educated on this same thing and the same, you know, learning who we are and where we've come from, because it gives us the mindset of, okay, this is where we come from, so I know where I'm going, or I know what road I need to take to better my future. You know, because our ancestors, they fought and died for a lot of the things that we have today. And so it's up to us to take those things and those lessons that they have taught us and those things that they have put in the place for us to use those same lessons and materials to benefit our future and continue to impact and improve and continue to make a difference in the lives for future generations to come.
Very well said. Very well said. The line is open for anyone who has questions or words of inspiration for our guest, Sydney Ross. You're welcome to do so at this time. You can unmute yourself. And in fact, they're unmuting the lines as we speak. And just jump right in. Any time that we have the opportunity to inspire, uplift, and motivate our youth, we should do so. And here's a prime time, prime opportunity to share some words of wisdom, help her with strategic relationships as she moves forward, the family moves forward with the vision of this organization. So anything we can lend, any hand that we can lend, financial resource we can give, let's take this time now to do it. Is there any question, any words of motivation that someone would like to jump in and share, please?
Mr. Lance?
Yes.
Hello? Hi. I would like to, my name is Teresa.
Can I get your name, please?
Teresa Matthews.
Hi, Teresa. Thank you for being with us.
Miss Sydney is a member of our church.
Okay.
And I just want to continue to encourage her, stay focused as you have done in the past. You've done awesome. You know, we are very proud of you. You know, we love you. And we're here always to support you. You know, if you ever need us, you know, we're just a phone call away. So I just want you to continue to stay focused as you start the next semester and continue to strive for your goals as you've done in the past. And continue to always put God first and watch how he just elevates you. Know that we love you.
Thank you, Mr. I love you, too.
Yeah. And so that's what's going to happen around the world, around the country. And you have it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. The next person. Someone just said something. Go ahead. Okay. We're unmuting the line, so please jump right in. You're muted. But she's echoing, so get used to it. And that is not to give you the big head or anything, but it is a confirmation that what you're doing is correct. And you're right, you're hitting the nail right on the head. Our people need both uplifting, the mind changing, but if they knew better, they would do better.
Hmm.
And that has become part of your mission. As a result of what you're doing, what you do, we learn different things, and we find out, you know, we start changing our habits, changing our mindset. Because now we're finding out new information. As I said at the beginning of the show, you take a young man, a young lady, out of the hood, out of the streets, and whatever the city, New York, whatever, and take them into another environment, you produce another type of child. So it's all about the environment and the king that's on the dome. Who is the king on the dome? And what are you thinking about? What are you reading?
Yeah.
We mentioned vision boards. How many of your friends, and you, I don't know if you asked the question, but how many of your friends have one? Is it predominant? A lot of your friends have a vision board? Because they're in college now, so they should be planning about tomorrow. setting goals. Do you find that a lot of those who you associate with have vision boards?
I'm not necessarily sure. I know with my closest group of friends, my two best friends, what we do is we all write out our goals and dreams, like what we have, and we all hold each other as accountability partners. So, you know, we'll check in with each other, like, you know, hey, how's this going? Or what do you need help with to get this, this, and this? And, you know, that's just something that with my group of closest friends that we do to each other to, you know, make sure that we're all holding each other accountable for our goals and our dreams, to make sure that we all are going after what we said we had initially set our minds to.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's very important.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to say, hey, Sid, this is your godmother, Patricia Brower.
Thank you for being with us, Ms. Brower.
Say what?
Thank you for being with us as well.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. It's a pleasure to watch this young lady in her life and how she has always strived to be the best in everything that she does. And I am so proud of her. And I can't wait to see what her future holds, because I know she has great things in store. And I am proud of her because she did as Rebecca 2 and 2 says, write the vision. She wrote her vision and she's pursuing it. And God has given her the strength every step of the way. So I just encourage you to continue on and to go to your destiny. And you know you have a great support system.
Thank you, Aunt Trisha. And Lynn,
you're welcome.
About my godmother. I want to say since I was maybe 3 or 4 years old, I've always said I want to be a writer just like my godmom. I want to be a writer just like my godmom. And she has been my inspiration into the career. And so, Aunt Trisha, I just want to thank you again so much for being that inspiration to me and inspiring
you're
me.
You're welcome.
Those are my dreams. And whatever I trying to go after it, and God has equipped me with everything that I need to continue to do the best and be the best that I can be.
Yes, yes. Oh, no tears, not tonight.
It's all right. Well, that's what happens when the youth, when we see our children doing well and thinking properly and dreaming, and then not just dreaming, but going after the dream, you know, and making a difference in the community. And so we've done a marvelous job with the young lady.
And I would also like to say that her parents, Jeffrey and Donna Ross, are two great parents, and they have always made a way for Sydney to do things and made great sacrifices for her. So I am just thankful for them being the wonderful parents that they are to Joel and Sydney.
Great. Bravo.
Amen.
Bravo.
Patricia is an accomplished author. She's written several books now and has a new one coming out soon. So she has been Sydney's inspiration through the years of wanting to be a writer. We thank you
for
that.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
What are the names of some of your publications, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all, but we're not going to make this about me. But
well, it certainly isn't, but since they brought it up, we just want to let them know. So we're all about, and let me just share this, though. Anytime we're doing a group work and someone comes on and, well, he's got a book. Well, certainly, what's the name of your book? Because we want to just lift them up in that moment. That's all.
Please. Well, the book that's coming out now is actually, I just got the author's copy today. It's talking about forgiveness, and we know that is a major, major obstacle for all of us to face, is releasing forgiveness in our lives. And it's called Motivated by God's Love to Forgive.
Cool. Great.
And it's, publishing company is Pendium Publishing Company.
Okay.
And my name is Patricia Brower.
Great. Thank you, Patricia Brower.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sydney, you have a lot of Sydney has a lot of support around her.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, have you seen that as really the launching pad, the level of support and belief system? Has that been the launching pad for you? Do you see the value in that?
Yes, yes, yes. Like I said, it's all, it takes a village to raise a child. And so
mm-hmm.
I've always had, I love my family. They've always been like very supportive of all my goals and my dreams. And they're all, like, they all hold me accountable for what I put my mind to. And they're always willing to help and like reach out whatever I need or whatever I need help with. I know I always have someone I can depend on and lean on when I'm, and even if it's just an encouraging word, because, you know, this past semester, was my first time as an actual reporter for a publication. And so a lot of the time, being that it was my first time, it was definitely a big learning experience. And I can say that I had my family there to support me. Even when I felt discouraged on some days, I know they were always there to motivate, uplift, and help to upbring me and remind me of, you know, my goals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's great. That's great. We have approximately 14 minutes left to the show, but I really want to encourage others to share any points of light with Sydney that you may have based on your life experience. I'm talking to the older audience members. This is the time. She may not have the benefit of sitting under your feet tomorrow or next week, but now we can share with, and I think that information, we can share the important information, those valuable gems, those nuggets of knowledge. If we can do that, now is the time to do it. So she can write it down. I just think that's so important. I do it with my own children, all of whom are entrepreneurs. And I'm just so proud. They're just about your age. Well, I guess the youngest one is 24. But I'm just so proud. So I get it. I totally get it. I know where your mother and father is in terms of on the happiness meter. And so we just want to lift you up, and I want to personally tell you how proud I am of you. And I look forward to seeing you up there in the office up there and doing some things and watch you grow and watch the vision flow from you. And that's my greatest joy sometimes, is seeing you all at the table negotiating and throwing ideas out and crafting the vision. It's a beautiful thing to see, and starts off many times like an orchestra. You know, the oboe is playing, the piano, the cello, everything's playing, but it's not in sync until we get on one accord, and then you start mm-hmm. playing like a well-oiled symphony.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. thing. So we want to encourage that in you. And I want to encourage everyone now to go to the website. Let's purchase the shirts. We probably need to just have a shirt drive. So if you have a church or a business, it's a nonprofit or will be shortly. And so anything that you spend, any money that you spend, anything that you give is a write-off. And so let's stay in touch with them. Let's go ahead and purchase the shirts now. Anything else that we can do to help this organization to move forward, I ask that we all do it. I have another question here. Let's see.
And Lance, hey, this is our father again. So one thing that the Change the Type initiative, what it does is, and I don't think I've heard it before, but it provides hope. A lot of times, especially the teenage years and maybe the young adult years, you know, a lot of our young people don't have hope. So mm-hmm. by change the type, that really provides hope to some young people, and it kind of gives them some drive is something that will keep them going, something that they can look up to. So Change the Tide Initiative provides a lot of hope, not only for the African American, but it provides hope for everybody. So it's not just a African American initiative. So it's actually open to anyone who looks into the Change the Tide Initiative.
That's great. Thank you. That's a very important distinction to make. Go ahead. Next caller.
Hi, this is Beverly Mitchell out of Raleigh. And Sydney, I just want to say that I have stepped back tonight and I have smiled and I have had tears of joy. You have done a wonderful job tonight sharing your platform, sharing your Change the Tide platform. And just want to continue to encourage you to be the young lady that you are. As you say, you know who you are and who you belong to. I've heard you say that numerous of times here, back here at home. You have a wonderful village back here at home. And I just encourage you to keep going forward, surrounding yourself with positive people when you're away from home. Take the information that you've received tonight from Mr. Lance and his counterparts to be part of your toolbox in moving your mission forward to get that, as you said, not just to the community, your community, but out to the country and to the world, because so many people, young and old alike, need to hear that we are more than what society's quote unquote say that we are or who we should be.
Uh-huh.
So you continue to stand on what you know is right. You continue to be that light for those that are seem to have no hope. You show them that as long as they have breath in their body, there is always hope. So I just want to say that I love you, that you continue to be that beautiful young lady that God has created you to be, because he created you in his image, and you can be nothing less but beautiful in what he says that you are. And mm-hmm. So again, I want to say that I love you and you continue to move forward. Okay. My Sydney Luke.
I mean,
there was someone else. Go ahead.
Hi, Sydney.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is Mrs. Washington in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I just wanted to say to Sydney that I'm definitely proud of you, an amazing young lady doing an amazing thing. I do have a question for you. Once you're rooted and grounded with your organization, what are your plans for branching out and expansion to reach others around the world, as Mr. Lance said earlier?
Yes. So hi, Mrs. Washington. Oh, my goodness. But I have some other organizations, and I know specifically at Garner, they have talked about making a Change the Tide club and, you know, trying to make it branch out into different organizations to, you know, yes, I do plan.
Go ahead, hon.
Okay. Continuing to do that as well. And I also just want to continue to spread this brand, like with the merchandise as well, like with the t-shirt sales and with the upcoming products that we have planned for the future. I plan on continuing to, like I said earlier, just spread it like through these merchandise as a marketing tool, you know, to continue to use this as like a talking point. If someone sees like, the shirt, they'll say, hey, what's that? And yes, that's how we continue to spread that message to the people. I also plan on partnering with a few other organizations in the future just to continue to build and expand and to really get that message out that what Change the Tide has to offer.
And there's no doubt that you'll do it. No doubt that you'll do it. It won't be easy. Business never is, and it's not made to be easy. But stay the course as we close out. So we have about 3 minutes, And I still want, seems like we got two others got their hand raised. Go ahead. Someone else want to make a comment? Now's the time. Unmute yourself. Okay. Anyway, just jump in at any time if you decide to your hand is up again. Okay. So anyway, but stay the course. And as I said earlier, there will be bumps, ups and downs. And in business, which is what that organization is, you have to be forecasting. What does it look like? What is the future of this particular business model? Saving lives, but what is the future of it? For example, in security. Yeah, you have now artificial intelligence, where the cars drive themselves. So the police cars drive down the street, and it has artificial intelligence in the front grille of it. That's scanning photos of folks and is running their names for warrants. Sees a guy with a warrant, says come over to the vehicle, he takes off running. The car has a drone under the rear of it that comes out and follows the person that's running. What is the future of the organization? What does it look like? In order to stay relevant, how do you stay relevant in 21, 22, 23 and beyond? So those are some of the things you have to think about in business, because ultimately you're doing fundraisers. And so start forecasting, brainstorming. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you're always thinking about how to improve and how you could have the most profound effect and all these things. And you're right to do so. But I just want to share with you, as we close out, be a visionary. Remain a visionary. Be a futurist. All of which is rooted in faith. Has to be. Because otherwise, where would you get the ideas? Where would you get the ability to keep going through the rough times? And there will be some. Your faith is going to be tested. And I think your family, and you got a lot of support on here tonight. So I think you're pretty good. You can go to many of the other supporters to have discussions, and that's good to have discussions about where you are, where you can be, what you can do differently. Bounce it off different people, young and old. And I want to encourage you to keep the faith, keep dreaming, chase the dream, work with definiteness of purpose, set a purpose. When there's a purpose, you don't deviate. But I'll leave you the last words, Sydney Ross. What would you like to say to the audience?
I want to say thank you so much again, Lance, for having me as one of your guest speakers for the evening tonight. I also want to thank everyone else who decided to tune in and join in, all my friends and family. I thank you all so much for your support. I also want to say just be sure to follow Change the Type on Instagram and on Facebook. It's Change the Type. And if you want to learn more about Change the Type and what we have to offer, you can visit the Change the Type website. It's changethetypeproject.weebly.com. And it's on both of my social media platforms.
And you're saying Weebly, spell that.
Weebly, yes. It's W-E-E-B-L-Y.
.com.
Yes.
I thank everyone for their time here tonight. We're going to close out. And to Mom and Dad, thank you. We thank the God for you for birthing such a child in our race and in this dispensation of time. Until next time, thank you for being with us here at Melvin Live. The book.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.